Lars, I know it's early out on the West Coast. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to get you on the radio. We've been getting a lot of emails and talking with folks who are frustrated about Barack Obama's governmental control over so many aspects of our lives, healthcare, but especially business. We just had a recent business authority on talking about the economy, and with these upcoming tax increases that are coming our way, there's a lot of concern. And I want to make it quite clear. I've talked to you about this before. What we try to do on this program is we take an idea and we present both sides of the story.
Sure.
There's three sides of the story. There's one side, there's the other side, and there's the truth. So I could care less what Mr. Obama and his administration do, but what I do care about is getting both sides of the story. We want to get what your take is. Why this fundamental difference in the economy when you look at the Obama administration and how they're going to increase taxes? And if you talk to people who are in the business, no, they say you've got to make it a business-friendly climate so people who run these businesses, who own these businesses, will take the money, put it back in their business, and hire people.
Tony, that's my view, of course. And the Obama administration view is tax and tax, and then hire people with those tax monies, and then tax some more. The problem is, if you look back in history, I like to kid the liberals that I run into, whether I run into them in person or on the radio. I say to them, show me a period of time of America's history where we have taxed and regulated our way to prosperity. The answer is, they have not. And the fact is that taxes and regulations are costing business so much money that they're not going to be able to expand. They're not going to be able to hire people. And that's not good for people like me. I've always worked for what Barack Obama describes as rich people. Let me give you one good example. There's a guy by the name of Ottolini, who's the CEO of Intel. If you own a computer, I know you've got several there in your studio, you know that there are chips inside there that were probably made by the Intel Corporation. He says that taxes and regulations, when they build a new fabrication plant, and they have to build these plants brand new about every 24 months because the chips change, he says building one in America is $1 billion more than building one anywhere else in the world. So if you build a fab in India, you build it in Vietnam, you build it in China, it's $4 billion. In America, it's $5 billion. Well, the fact is that if you're making products out of a plant that's that much more expensive, you're going to be selling at a price that's higher, and your competition is going to beat you. So why would anybody build a plant like that in the United States? And that's just the most extreme example. Obviously, taxes and regulations hurt almost every business out there. And there's a good example of one that they actually pulled back on Friday. The EPA was going to allege that lead in bullets, for people like me, sportsmen, is posing a danger to the environment, so they wanted to ban all production of all lead bullets. The estimate was that was going to cost make the cost of ammunition double. Well, some people can afford it to double, and most people would not. They would buy less. Companies would sell less. They would employ fewer people. And that was just one regulation out of one bureaucracy, the EPA. Fortunately, the EPA trashed that regulation Friday night and decided not to do it. But there are thousands of these new regulations coming out of the Obama administration. It's killing business. And if you're one of the people listening on WILS who needs a job, you best hope for low taxes and low regulations, because you're probably not going to get a job without them.
Lars, how do we find that balance between allowing business to be fruitful and to reinvest and to hire workers, as opposed to a business taking their job somewhere else where they can make more of a profit? Because it's widely known that we want to pay our employees here more.
Yep.
How do we balance that?
There's a way to do that. The fact is that every business has different costs, and you as an employee know what the costs are. You see the boss paying the electric bill, the natural gas bill. He pays rent or mortgage on the land that he's on. He pays for the building that you're in. He pays for the equipment you work with. And most of those costs are pretty well fixed. If you're going to buy steel, it costs the same amount around the world. If you're paying rent in Michigan, it's going to cost a certain amount of money to rent an industrial facility. The few things you can actually control are the cost of government regulation, meaning should there be a rule that requires you to do this or that or the other thing, and the government is always coming up with new rules, Every one of those rules costs business money, and every dollar they pay in regulation costs is a dollar they can't pay to an employee. So my attitude would be to have the government have a laissez-faire approach, that is, as little impact on business as possible. Now, the government's attitude is we need to write more rules all day long, and some of those rules may be necessary. A lot of those rules, I would argue, are simply unnecessary. So rules and taxation are the two elements that you can control. As far as sending jobs overseas, I know there are people who think it's the evil businessman who does it, but the businessman does what the market tells him to do. If he can make a product for a dollar here in the United States and make it for 50 cents overseas, he's probably going to make it overseas. And if you think he's evil for doing that, just imagine this. If he doesn't make it overseas, some other company will make it overseas. When you walk into the store and you see his product for a dollar and the competitor's product for 50 cents, tell me, which one do you buy as an American citizen? And I'll guarantee you, Americans buy the less expensive product, which means that even if you chose to keep the jobs here, you're likely to go out of business because your competition is going to beat you. If the government would back down on taxes and regulation, it would help business. And believe me, I'm a worker. I work for a company. But you know, you work at a radio station. When the FCC comes in and imposes new regulations, most of which do not have to do with the life or safety of Americans, they're just rules because somebody thought up a rule. They cost you money, and at the end of the day, they make WILS less profitable. So, you know, how is that desirable for anybody who works in a radio station?
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Lars Larson, and you can hear his nationally syndicated show right here on 1320 WILS each weeknight at 7 o'clock from 7 to 10. Well, Lars, before we let you go, we have this fundamental difference then. We have the business people saying this is what we need to do business, and we have an administration with an idea of how they want to run things, and we have this fundamental war of allowing government to run our lives or allowing us to run our lives, and that's proven to be a big issue. When it comes to these tax increases, what do you think is going to happen?
I think what's going to happen is the Democrats are already starting to say, maybe we should keep the Bush tax cuts around because they can see the effect it's having on business right now. Your boss, Tony, does not plan just 1 month ahead. He's looking into next year. He's looking at the taxes that he's going to have to pay, and everybody else in Michigan is looking at the taxes they're going to have to pay, and they're saying, if those taxes are coming January 1, I don't have the money to buy that new truck or hire that new employee or expand that product line. That's the reality. That isn't just some business book idea. And Barack Obama, God bless him, does not seem to know the first thing about business. He's never made a payroll. He's never run a business. He's never really had any real life experience. All of his experience is in book theory.
But Lars, isn't he supposed to get the experts around him that do have this knowledge?
Can I tell you what that is? Back in the day, Eisenhower used to have a cabinet that had about 58% private sector experience. Barack Obama has a cabinet that if you add up all the years that they've all worked in either teaching in universities, working in government, or the private sector, his entire cabinet has 8% real-life, real-world experience. It's the lowest level for any American president. It may be his job to get the expertise around him, but he has not done that.
Well, Lars, I got to get out of here. Tell us what's going to be on your show tonight.
You know what? We're going to talk about all the hot issues of the day because that's what we do. We build it fresh every day so that whatever's in the news and whatever's at the top of people's minds is what we're talking about on WILS every night.
Hey, Lars, next time I'm going to book you for 20 minutes. We never have enough time. Thank you.
Let's do it. Thank you, Tony.